Well, thank you everybody for joining our call today. We're really excited to be able to share some progress and news with you, and to ask you for your help to actually help continue that rate of progress. So today we're going to have a care quality call for participation on actually several efforts that are all working simultaneously being managed in the same project. And this call is being recorded, and the recording will be posted, so please keep that in mind, and please drop if that's not acceptable. So with me today will be Seth Selko from Kaiser Permanente and Hans from Siemens Healthcare. And is anybody having any kind of difficulty either hearing the audio portion or seeing the visual portion of the slides? If so, please let us know now, or you can send an email to Dee Davis or Anita in the background, and we'll take care of that. So today the agenda is to, first of all, just review a little bit about our purpose for today's phone call, which we probably will take much less time than the allocated one-hour block. We wanted to allow ample time for questions and answers during the session today. We're going to also talk about the really provide a little level setting about the context for this call for participation, what the reasons are, what our objectives are, what we're trying to accomplish together. Some of the details about the various phases and deliverables within the call participation, as well talk about really the requirements to join and the expectations for participants within this participation of this this effort, the benefits to you. We recognize that many organizations will have to go back and provide some rationale, justification, and explanation about this activity to members of organizations, and so we provide some basic ammunition for you to go back and provide some internal information to help you, you know, communicate this to others. Also talk about costs and timelines, and have a large section devoted to FAQ and questions and answer session. Also just to, for those that would like to get more information that have may not been tracking this particular query work group's efforts in detail, we've also provided some references pointing to more detailed information. So overall, we always like to start off with what's the problem we're trying to solve. So care quality has, as you know, we've been focused on you know, creating a and Seth will be talking about that in a second. But as you know, we want to thank all the care quality members that are on the call today. Without your participation, you know, this effort just would be, you know, going nowhere. And so your involvement and your early adoption, recognition of the value of a cross network type of a focused organization has just really been tremendously and critically important to us, and remains so. So the work group and the members of the call that will be on today supporting this effort are Seth Selko from Kaiser Permanente, and he'll be speaking next, and then Hans Buschnick, and I hope I said your name close enough. I always struggle with that. I'll apologize, Hans, who's from Siemens, and he's also, along with Seth, the Query Work Group co-chair. And then as far as staff support, we have myself, Dee Davis, who's our testing program manager, Anita, who's the really the lead and providing very valuable project management assistance and facilitation assistance for this, and then Joe Lamy from ADIS, who's acting as a subject matter expert, helping us actually do the heavy lifting to draft the associated artifacts, implementation guide, and so on. So with that, let me go ahead and pass the mic over to Seth to talk more about the problem statement that we're trying to solve as far as care quality in general.
Yeah, thank you for the introductions, Eric. I appreciate that. And hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of our care quality friends and colleagues to the call today. Thanks so much for joining. We really appreciate it. You know, before we get into the details of the call and for this call for participation, I'd like to step through the care quality problem statement and provide context for today's presentation and our request. So as I think everyone is aware, care quality was formed to promote relationships and establish interoperability where silos currently exist. So this entails a couple of things. First, our operational scope. For example, do we want to support specific use cases, and do we want to align on the purpose of use? It also requires agreement around our technical protocols and methods that we employ to connect, including the security measures and trust framework we put in place to ensure exchange is conducted in a secure manner. Finally, it encompasses the legal framework so that joining an exchange is as simple as possible. You know, we really want to leverage our legal cycles effectively as we're joining exchanges. To me, I think an apt analogy representing our goal of interoperability is how the banking industry came together to connect several years ago, the interbank networks for ATM and ACH transactions. As I think back, the level of interoperability we currently have is taken for granted. I can go anywhere and access banking information and retrieve money around the world, but it wasn't always that way. And as far as our goals currently go, we want to be able to do the same thing for exchange. So we can take a look at the next slide. So carry quality is currently focused on a seemingly modest goal, I think. It's referred to as simple query. It includes the ability to query for and retrieve healthcare documents across organization and network boundaries. So it's something that I think a lot of organizations have put in place within specific networks or from one organization to another. We've got a couple of groups focused on doing this, and it's probably very familiar to everyone on the phone today and who will be listening later, but I'll cover them probably a little bit out of order. The first one usually comes to mind for me is the steering committee. It's been formed and it's meeting monthly. As part of the focus, the operations subcommittee is currently drafting a plan to operationalize Carry Quality Implementer Program. Secondly, the advisory council has formed and meets monthly to provide their advice and feedback and help the rest of our activities. Thirdly, the Trust Framework Workgroup completed their phase one development of the Universal Trust Principles and templates for the Customizable Trust Principles. Working on phase two to tailor the customizable principles for query, and this is something that we'll be leveraging as part of the Query Workgroup as well. And finally, the Query Workgroup, Hans and I have the privilege of co-chairing this. We formed quite a while ago. We've been meeting weekly for the last couple of months. Our efforts relate really to today's ask. And it's really a work in progress. We're developing the implementation guide for Simple Query, and we're preparing for a virtual Connectathon that will support demonstrations for HIMSS 15 and for our pilot activities. So let's take a look at the next slide. We want to be able to do all this together, and we're pretty much ready to get started. It's kind of an exciting time for us as we've been working towards it. We're transitioning, I think, from talking a lot about and doing a lot of planning to wanting to do something specific and something actionable. And it's really why we're getting together today. So we're seeking your participation to prove that, like the banking industry, interoperability is possible. And we've got a couple objectives that we've identified in order to do this. And I wanted to pause. I couldn't tell if there was a question or a comment. I thought I heard somebody maybe speaking. Perhaps not. In any case, here are some of the things that we have in mind in order to get from point A to point B. So first, we want to prepare a cross-network demonstration that will be presented during HIMSS 15. The demonstration will illustrate our simple query capability. After HIMSS, we intend to pilot the same across carry quality members in production. And to do this, we must operationalize the trust principles that will ensure secure, reliable exchange. So we'll be leveraging the activities of the trust work group. Finally, all of our activities and learning will go into refining and finalizing the Care Equality Query Implementation Guide so that additional participants can more easily join us. So the activities over the next couple of months will really be feeding into the development of that document. And that will be what we're hoping, a formidable guide for other organizations and networks who want to join in and participate with Simple Query. To get this connectivity started, the Carry Quality staff is going to be hosting a virtual Connectathon to demonstrate our technologies and facilitate completion of our objectives. So the virtual Connectathon, I think, will be starting soon, and I think Hans is here today to tell us more about the Connectathon and subsequent activities.
Okay, thanks, Steph. And again, also welcome to everybody. When we are looking at, as Seth indicated, the goal of getting a simple document query across networks consistently implemented after HIMSS, the question is, where do we start now? And we determined that starting with a virtual Connectathon would be most appropriate to do. And one of the reasons behind that is that as we performed some survey to identify what is everybody currently implementing, how are they interpreting the different standards out there. We came to recognize that there is a lot of cohesion, a lot of similarity, but we need to sort out some of the variations that that have been implemented so we can agree on one singular implementation of a simple document query and record location. So to that end, the virtual connectathon is really trying to take actual connectivity among participants, among their systems in a testing environment, to use that to flesh out the implementation guide, to understand where some of the variations are, to come to agreements on what those differences are and how we need to commonly resolve those and address that, so that that implementation guide can then be used to further test out during the pilot phase after HIMSS and subsequently refine from that. But we need to get an initial implementation guide worked out. So we felt that a virtual connectathon would really help with that, that the individual organizations can work together. So it can be a proving ground at the same point in time that we can use the resulting connectivity from that to demonstrate at HIMSS in April what we have achieved, so that we can demonstrate the simple query across different networks, not within a network, but across the networks, using common interpretation, using common definitions, and that we have the necessary supporting materials for HIMSS as well. And then that certainly will be the basis at that time to then post HIMSS to be ready for pilot activities. It might not be a complete and 100% perfect implementation guide, but it should be far enough along at that point in time that that as we get into piloting actual production, that we have all the piece parts in play to guide that pilot. So we are seeking participation for this step, and for care quality members that have the technical capabilities and the willingness to participate, and to help by connecting with other networks and participating in decision-making meetings that will yield updated implementation guide that we can then use. So far. We have participation and representation in a variety of different perspectives to help improve on the guide and establish the guide. We have participation from CCC. We have participation from eHealth Exchange members, from Epic Care Everywhere, SureScripts, and Commonwealth representation there as well. There's going to be different levels of participation from either one of these groups, but all are contributing to improve and establish the implementation guide that can be used then. So at the end of that, we have working test software, an implementation guide that the objective is at HIMSS to demonstrate that, and demonstrate across the different networks boundaries within the connectathon capabilities. We have as a goal to have a number of live demonstrations at HIMSS, and some of the venues where that can occur is either at the Healthy Way, a CCC booth, participants that contributed to the demonstration in their booths, and we're also looking at the opportunity that those participants that are also active in the showcase, that we can have some documents or some flyers of sorts or vignettes that we can have them as well. Through that all is that Healthy Way will be facilitating the internet testing for the demonstration and help us set up to move from the virtual connectathon into an HIMSS demo environment. So that is step two. So first step, virtual connectathon to get all the pieces together. HIMSS to demonstrate what we have achieved and to review the various opportunities that we have. Then after HIMSS, on the next slide, is that we are looking at the next step, where we are looking at the pilot. So now we are looking at demonstrate that among the networks in a production environment, so that we can have that successful transition from initial connectathon into actual use based on a commonly adopted implementation guide. Key components of the connectivity, as we are focusing initially on document query, it's the XCPD patient discovery. It's the XCA query for documents and retrieve documents, and it's the XCPD for health data record locator, so that we can address a number of use cases, including known patient in known location, as well as known patient in unknown location. As part of the pilot phase, we really will focus a lot of attention on and ensuring that the principles of trust that the trust framework has established, that we incorporate them into that process, and that we ensure that that all the pieces can be in place from a security and otherwise perspective to operationalize that. So the pilot is really focusing on that transition from a connectathon into an actual real-life environment and move that forward. So if you move to the next slide. The expectations that we have, there are three components that we just described from a participation perspective. It's not that everybody must participate in all three or you cannot participate. The options that we have is that you may opt to participate in the virtual connectathon and help establishing the guide, but that's where you currently would stop. You could also virtual connectathon and then participate in the, at HIMSS by providing demonstration from your booth or as part of Healthy Way, do that. Clearly, you can participate all the way through from virtual connectathon, HIMSS demonstration, and pilot. But then again, if for one reason or another you might not be able to be at HIMSS or otherwise as a, from a booth perspective, virtual connectathon and pilot is perfectly okay as well. Or that you say, well, currently we are challenged with some of our current projects, bandwidth. We're going to wait, but we are definitely interested to join in the pilot. So a variety of combinations that are available to participate in to help us achieve the success we're looking for. All care quality members are welcome. We are looking for healthcare organization, HIE, health IT vendors. We really would like to get a representation across the different flavors of XCPD, XCA environments, but all are welcome to participate in that and help contribute to that. So if you're interested and you're ready to jump in, the contact information of Anita, she is our primary contact to get in touch with. And that we then also can have further discussion and conversation on how we pull that all together. So quite flexible on what we, how you can participate. Clearly, there's some key benefits that we seek to achieve, and that by you participating in this effort, that you can get out of that as well. There will be a first live demonstration that we're really focusing on that cross-network capabilities between two or more care quality networks. That's really what we're trying to get to and demonstrate that, and that we are all part of that. That we can jumpstart, or as you participate, you are going to be a few more learning steps ahead of everybody else to figure this out, understand how it goes, and then be ready for your customers and clients to help them move forward with this, or yourself as you are a network in and of itself. That we can demonstrate interoperability across networks. There's a lot of interoperability happening within networks, and it's that next step of connecting everything together in a consistent fashion that we're trying to really show is that, yes, it's possible. Yes, we are doing it. We are getting there. And being able to then demonstrate that at HIMSS is then providing the capability to expose and promote these capabilities and how your organization is helping make that happen so that we get national level interoperability and not only within one organization. And then the other part is that the benefit we can get out of this and that you can get out of it is that subsequent live piloting is that we can really sort things out and make sure that we do it in a way that that also meets your needs and requirements. So quite a few benefits that we seek to achieve and that are going to be worthwhile here. So with that, I'm going to pass it to back to Eric, and he is going to jump into some money aspects.
All right, thank you, Hans. So as far as the costs with this, we actually are not charging any fees. There will be, of course, fees for any kind of R&D investment or hosting or deploying technology on the participant side of things, but there's no fees that we're planning on or that we are going to charge in terms of participating in this demonstration or Connectathon or pilot activities. The other than normal fees, for example, for attending HIMSS or Medicare quality member and so on that have already probably been incurred, we are going to be providing infrastructure. And so back to the actual logistics of the HIMSS demonstration that we mentioned earlier in passing, we're really envisioning two kind of separate categories. One will be a demonstration held at the Joint Care Quality CCC booth, which is number 8448. And then there we'll actually have some nice infrastructure. We're paying a little bit extra to upgrade the networking. So we'll include a fast 3-meg connection with dedicated IP addresses, have our own network infrastructure, including routers and networking and so on. In addition, so that's the first venue will be demonstrations done actually in the Care Quality CCC joint booth. The second portion of the demonstration, as far as physical logistics and HIMSS, we're envisioning that organizations that are a part of this will also want to have additional demonstrations from their booths as well. And so that, of course, would be, assuming that they have connectivity with their booths and so on. We're willing to help to do as much as we can, but the connectivity we're providing at the showcase or the HIMSS itself will be just showcased in the joint booth. We'll also, as a participant, you'll be expected to provide your own staff for the Virtual Connectathon, and then we'll work with you to schedule some presentation slots as well, too, and demonstrations at the HIMSS itself proper. As far as the timeline, what we're envisioning is that there's hopefully ongoing activities and activities we are certainly aware of occurring at this time. Registration for participating within the HIMSS demonstration. We're hoping to get registration as soon as possible and interest as soon as possible because maximum amount of time will just make it easier, of course, for us to all plan ahead and to nail down the demonstration scenarios and so on. But we've tried to have a firm date on January 31st to give you adequate time to go back and take us to your organizations and get feedback. And again, the sooner the better on that. We'll actually be starting demonstration development of the scripting and the scenario for the demonstration immediately. So the sooner you can join, the quicker we can get your guidance. But as for those of you who have participated in this before, we'll continue to react to the actual availability participants and modify the script as needed to make sure it's including everybody within the demonstration we can, which is intended at this point to be inclusive. The scenarios, development has already started. We just reviewed on our last quarter call an initial draft based on an ONC demonstration we did last year as a starting point for that, and we'll be revising that together and, again, coming at the demonstration script collaboratively. Rehearsing the demonstration should start, we expect, at the end of January, all the way through April 10th approximately. The on-site dates are here as well, April 11th and 12th, and setup. Demo itself will be 13th through the 15th, and then from basically that point onward, we'll be working on a roadmap for production use, including the piloting of the services and so on. And one thing I want to emphasize too, it's a little hard to reflect in a table like this, is that we really view these efforts as the demonstration, the implementation guide, the pilot, and even production, as having a huge amount of overlap. And so to the maximum extent possible, we're planning on actually working all those in parallel. So for example, the work we do during the Virtual Connectathon is expected to result in improvements to the implementation guide for those ambiguities or gaps and so on. And that, of course, will also help for both the demonstration as well as for the Connectathon and the pilot and ultimately production use. So these won't be just simple, one phase followed by another phase type activities. We're expecting to get actually quite a bit of benefit from doing all this work, really as largely as possible as one, one work stream with one set of meetings and one coordination point and so on. So with that, again, I want to thank you all for being on the call today. I'd like to now open up for any questions and answers, and also just a reminder, as Hans stated earlier, to actually participate, we're asking you to raise your hand, let us know, and to do that, please send an email to Anita. Her email address is on this slide, and let's open up for questions. All right. Well, we do have a few questions for the group as well, too. One question, for example, is if those on the call feel like you know, can commit at this point, or can you know, give us a sense for one thing we have a question for you is, you know, are you interested in supporting the record locator service? You know, right now, for example, the commonly used IHE XCPD specification has both a patient query that uses demographic traits and an optional identifier, but there's also another flavor that returns locations. So it's a record locator service version of XCPD, and that's known as a transaction number ITI 56. So is there any feedback on the call as far as support of that, and whether or not those interested in testing record locator service as opposed to demonstrating and testing and piloting a simple query, which would be based on, at this point, it sounds like XCPD, followed by XCA for retrieval of documents. Okay, some other questions we have for the group? Yes, please.
Yes, I was going to ask as far as the would we be able to designate which side of the query we would want to participate on if we wanted to initiate the query, or if we wanted to be the system to be queried, if you will? Is that part of the discovery that will build out within the use cases of where we would like to participate in that vein?
Absolutely. Our hope is you just tell us what you can do. And mm-hmm. minimal participation would be probably one actor, like, you know, responding to, you know, say, a patient discovery request or initiating a request, although obviously it would be much more valuable to have at least, respond to patient discovery as well as query and retrieve either way. But certainly either way is fine. And we would definitely encourage you to participate if you can support even just one side of that equation. So, yes, the answer is wholeheartedly yes. And what we'll do is modify the query script to reflect that.
Okay, in last year, we participated in the iOS, we announced Care Quality right at HIMSS last year, and we used multiple different use case scenarios. Is that kind of the mindset in which we're going to do as far as painting up the different use cases that will be administering the query and response?
We really will decide that together is how I think I envision this. I mean, Seth and Hans, do you agree? We'd just collaborate together on that.
Yes, I agree.
That would be a reasonable approach.
And
so
then
right
finally,
now, we do have a single monolithic script, but that's absolutely just a starting point. So if it makes sense, if there's a reason to do so, and then desire, we can. I don't see a reason why that couldn't be broken up into multiple scripts to make it flow more smoothly or be more in point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we just want to make sure that it captures the use cases applicable to our communities as well.
Sure.
We're representing the health and human services side. But also, so there's an opportunity from when I was listening in to participate. There is going to be an interoperability showcase section that if we're inclined, we can participate there as well as in the Care Quality and CCC booth as well.
Not under this project this year, maybe perhaps in subsequent years. However, organizations can still include this within their showcase activities. And the other thing that can be done is the Interoperability Showcase Manager has offered to have some signs at people's booths, and so that'll be officially recognized and allowed. That essentially would allow organizations to designate their care quality participation. And so if you, for example, you have a kiosk at the showcase and part of a vignette there, and you have a booth on the main show floor, what you looks like you're going to be able to do is have a care quality sign pointing people back and forth between those two venues so they can connect the dots. In the future, we did consider having a showcase presence this year, but it seemed like it was going to be challenging enough to to get to the pilot and actually get the demonstration, and we thought it was just a little bit too much to bite off on this year. But there was a lot of interest in it, so I suspect that will be something we'll take on for subsequent HIMSS.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you.
Great. And I'm sorry, could you indicate your name as well?
Yes, I apologize. This is AJ Peterson with NetSmart.
All right, great. Thank you, AJ. Okay, any other initial questions?
Hi, Eric. This is Wei from ICA.
Hi, Wei.
This is my first time hear this care chronology, I guess my question is, what's the difference between this care chronology and the regular XCA query or the EHEPS query from the standpoint, right? Go ahead.
Sure, that's actually a key question. And what we're doing right now is we're in the process of drafting an implementation guide. And the implementation guide is designed to answer the exact question. We may find, for example, we're just going to use a set of specs as is because they're compatible. I think more realistically what we'll probably will do instead is we're going to point to, say, a group of specifications from various care quality members, and then the implementation guide will highlight the deltas and differences, including gaps and then how we reconcile those issues. So, again, we're all about, you know, collaboratively solving, you know, the interoperability across organizations problem. And so I think the answer would be that the implementation guide, which, again, is in flight already and has been shared with the work group members already, would be, I think, the authoritative answer to that. And, again, please start participating. I'd love to have your participation in that work group to get your feedback about any areas because you know we need the details of any implementations or any variations to be surfaced as part of the implementation guide so we can all leverage that and make sure we have interoperability. And if you want to, since you said this is your first staff participation, feel free to reach out to myself or Hans or Seth or one of us on this call and we'll be glad to get you set up.
Okay, that would be great.
Thank you, Wayne. So a couple other areas that we're going to want to explore with members either now or on subsequent follow-up phone calls for participants in this would be what kind of content do you expect to be able to exchange? For example, are you already on CCDA or are you using C32 or something else? Another one would be what kind of specific use cases? You know, is it treatment? Is it going to be for public health purposes? What are the specific use cases of interest? And that also might go back into the prior question about single versus multiple demonstration scripts. So they may on the call have a sense for what kind of use cases they might be interested in potentially demonstrating or piloting.
Again, this is AJ with NetSmart, and we would be able to offer the CDA document as the payload for the exchange. And in our scenario, we would be able to represent a behavioral health exchange based on if there is an ED visit or even a primary care visit, so we would be able to query our system to bring over the CDA that contains behavioral health information. Also, you mentioned the public health is of interest to us as well, as we can be the sending and receiving side of the public health department as it relates to querying in specific, let's say, immunization records that are being queried upon or any type of disease, communicable disease information to be sent over across as well.
Okay, well, very good. That's excellent. So we'll make note of that and try to see what we can do to work with you to incorporate some of those scenarios into the demonstration script or scripts. One of our next steps will be is once you indicate interest in this is to and tell email Anita is we're going to reach out to each of the organizations and have a one-on-one phone call with you to kind of walk through these types of issues. I think someone else is trying to talk.
No, just one quick question, Eric. This is Jeff Cunningham with ICA. So we, in participating in terms of leading up to HIMSS and things like that, that's pretty straightforward, on our side. But we do know we have a couple of clients that want to be involved in pilots. Can you give a little bit more detail on what you're thinking in terms of pilots, in terms of timing, and things around that? That's a little bit more tricky because you have to kind of figure that into release cycles and things like that.
Well, I think, and I don't want to represent speaking for the entire work group, but my perspective on that is at this point we're really just waiting for probably more than one organization to raise their hand and say we're ready or to indicate, some firm timelines and then to back into some schedules around that. And so what I would suggest, if it makes sense, Jeff, is perhaps to set up a discussion with the other participants within this effort, and let's identify the earliest possible date for pilot. And I want to reemphasize something I mentioned earlier, which is that the HMS administration is not a limiting or gating factor. If you have organizations that are ready to go to pilot before then or after then, either way, that's still something we are fully planning to support.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thanks.
Okay. Another issue besides use case or any other thoughts about what use cases might be of interest to folks on the call?
This is David Sims with Matrix Care. And I just wanted to address about what kind of content. We currently do the CCDA exchange of a clinical, of the CCD document. We currently have integrations with Epic Everywhere with, I think, two facilities, and we're constantly adding more to it. We possibly would be interested in demoing that at HIMSS. We were there at the Interoperability Showcase last year demonstrating our CCD exchange. I think we would like to volunteer to go in with you guys.
Well, excellent. Well, welcome aboard. Love to have your participation in that. So, okay, very good. And again, please email Anita and we'll get back with you with the details on that.
Yes.
All right, great. So another question for group. It sounds like a few are maybe ready to test sooner than later. Perhaps even before HIMSS. So one thing we're curious about is, is anybody interested in testing now? Are there organizations that are ready to kind of get some connectivity established and do some initial exchanges? And again, if you want to discuss it offline, we certainly recognize we want to be sensitive to that. So these are questions that we'd be glad to talk about offline as well, too. But if you are interested, we'd love to talk to you and see about what we can do about getting connectivity. So once we have two organizations that say yes, and there's some overlap in terms of, we have an initiator and responder type of a capability, then we'll actually start testing. And HealthyWay staff will be supporting that. That's very good.
Eric, this is Hans, and maybe to add on to that is that the value of testing and participating in testing earlier is clearly that the implementation guide is going to be better informed based on those actual activities. So the more that you can already participate, the more that the implementation guide will be based on actual variances that we resolve, that we see out there trying to connect, and being part of that provides the opportunity to better shape the implementation guide.
Very good. Great comment. So then overall, it's certainly a benefit for the overall effort as well, too, that the sooner that you get involved and get involved in this, the better you have a chance to make sure the guide makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And reflects your priorities.
Just real quick, to get clarity, the organizations that have committed to, that are ready to test right now, were those the ones you mentioned earlier, Epic Care Everywhere, Commonwealth, CCC?
No. Those are just the ones that are involved. And we're seeking participation from all those groups that are, as long as they're care quality members, to be involved within this effort. So those are the ones that have been helping, shape things to date.
Yeah, this is Dee Dee Davis. I would just add, you definitely, even if you verbally have said that, if any of the participants on the call today are members of the Query Work Group where we have been socializing this somewhat, you may have verbally acknowledged your willingness to be part of this, but we do need everyone who's willing to participate to formally designate so to Anita so that we can keep kind of a running roster and make sure to add them to internal collaboration websites, some of those procedural items as well. So please make sure to have Anita as your central point of contact to federate that for all of us.
Is there a deadline for participation, for agreeing to participate?
I believe January 31st was what we were targeting at this point.
Well, there is, but that's for the HIMSS demonstration in particular. That's kind of a soft deadline. We certainly, the sooner the better. But overall participation within the other activities, such as the Virtual Connectathon, helping with the implementation guide and so on, that's just the sooner the better. We don't have firm deadlines for that, to my knowledge, but we do certainly have some target dates. Did that answer your question? Was that David?
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Didi, this may be kind of a stupid question, but just to be clear, so if if, for example, with ICA, we wanted to participate, you know, through the full gamut, obviously send the email to Anita, get going with that. But if we had a customer like Cahen that wanted to also participate, you need to get something from them also saying how they would want to participate, correct?
I think that is very fair to state. I think that's a good point, Jeff. So ideally, yes, anyone who wants to be a representative in the pilot, as we're kind of calling it generically, but demonstration, implementation, guide support, all of that, we want to add this to a bigger, broader audience. So we will be having the virtual Connectathon kind of supporting that as a base infrastructure for those willing to want to connect with this. And so making sure we get contacts for all of those will be real important.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful.
Okay, well, very good. Any other questions at this time? All right. Well, a few questions have already come up that we wanted to just very briefly address ahead of time. One question is this going to include security, you know, encrypted channels and so on? And we typically do not include that within pilots demonstrations, but really it's up to the groups. We'll decide that together. It may, for example, even though it provides overhead and makes it more difficult, it also may provide a good talking point for us, for example, at HIMSS, to be able to say that the pilot included security and, you know, show that not only can we connect, but we can connect securely, as opposed to establishing connectivity. So, again, we're healthy way, staff is willing to support either way. It just comes down to, you know, what you tell us. As far as the actors, we already, I think, covered that just a moment ago, so I'll skip that question. The pilot, the relationship between, what's the relationship between the HIMSS demonstration and the Care to Quality pilot? And the intent is, as much as possible, and hopefully we've already conveyed that, is we expect them to have a lot of overlapping efforts, including the need for an implementation guide, acting as a formal specification, the need for actual testing, and so on. And then demo scripts obviously would be unique to the HIMSS demonstration. And then, you know, pilot activities and ultimately go live and operational, you know, issues such as, you know, actually connectivity would also be, you know, probably limited just to the pilot activities. But other than a few things like that, we expect them to have a huge amount of overlap, which is the reason we're seeking to try to be kind to everybody's calendars and project planning purposes by running them together as much as absolutely possible. And will this be done at the Interplay Showcase? I think we've already covered that, not this year. But we actually are probably interested in it sounds like there's a lot of interest in doing that next year. And there will be a pointer to and from the showcase to Care Quality members to let organizations you know, kind of connect the dots for their prospects going through the showcase and customers. So are there any other questions? Well, very good. Again, thank you for joining the call. The slide 9 on this last slide I'm not going to show or talk to today on the deck is a reference for more information. So I'd just like to point out that if you'd like more information offline, feel free to hit these links. Those are on the Care Quality public and private websites. And if you have any questions that these don't answer or would like to raise your hand again, please let Anita or one of us know, and we'll reach out to you and start getting you involved. So with that, Han, Seth, anybody have any parting comments? Otherwise, we'll wrap up today's call.
I also would like to thank everybody for participating and looking forward to work with everybody.
Indeed, I agree. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, today. We'll get sorry, was there a comment? All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining today, and hope to talk to you soon about this effort. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.